finally decide future lies. I finally decide in my future lies beyond. Everyone, peace and love. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? What mic is this? Hello? Hello? Oh my God, it's those headphones.
Hello.
So I've been helped out a little bit. Guys, I don't know what I'm doing here. It's okay, please. It's so loud. Ooh. No one wants to hear my voice that loud. Damn. Okay. So welcome back, everybody. Since April 23rd, it's time for you to listen to my voice in your ears once again. Which I know nobody can ever get sick of, nobody can ever get enough of. Everybody's really excited about all the time.
Everybody is very lucky to hear it right now.
I think probably the only people listening are my mom and my dad.
Hi, mom and dad.
And they will listen separately to give me more listeners. Hey, appreciate that a lot. Okay, this week, a hot new bombshell enters the villa. Actually, guys, that happens weekly, and this is every other week, so... not similar. We are going to be playing music that I listened to this summer a lot, and oh boy, do I have stories about all these songs. And you might say, oh, these songs, everybody knows them. Okay, I don't care, okay? Because what's the point of liking music if it's not going to be interesting, fun, silly, goofy, okay? By the way, this is Dose Sound Machine. No, it isn't. Oh my God. It's not Dose Sound Machine. Guys, RIP Dose Sound Machine. Miss it. This is DJ 123 Swag of Cabin Fever, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Guys, that was really bad. Whatever. It's okay. Onwards and upwards, okay? We're going to start. I think we're going to do two songs, and then I will come back to you. So let's just get on with it, okay? I saw Noah Kahan with my sister in July, which was pretty epicness. I would say probably maybe one of the best nights of our life. Besides also when I saw Hozier this summer, which was also epic, but we'll get to that later. And right now we're going to start with Noah Kahan and Billy Joel, which I know my parents are cringing at. Okay, let's see if I can get this thing figured out.
Back, how have you been? Are you bored yet? The weather ain't been bad if you're in a masochistic bullshit. And every photograph that's taken here is from the summer. Some guy won Olympic gold 8 years ago, a distance runner. And that makes a lot of sense. This place is such great motivation for anyone trying to move the fuck away from hibernation. You. Started Queen Starlight.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. She takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She is frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Wow. Sorry. Hey guys, wasn't that epic? I would call that on a scale of 1 to 10, probably maybe 11 out of 10 for epicness, okay? I recently saw a... Okay. So if my sister is listening, who, and I hope she is, you'll know that maybe 90% of our music does come from moving TikTok edits, and where else would it come from? Because, yeah... Yeah, I saw an edit, okay? Yeah, I saw an edit. Yeah, did I send it to Daisy and did I cry over it? Maybe. Maybe it brought a tear to my eye, okay? But I've heard some more embarrassing things recently about TikTok, okay? Like Emma crying over... You know what? And that's not even embarrassing because I also think that... I think that Charles should have ended up with Camilla in the first place. Hey, sue me. And context is Emma cried over a King Charles video because he's just a sweet old man. He is a cutie pie sweet old man, okay? And I'm sorry, Diana should have never gotten involved with the royal family from the beginning, okay? And I'm a history major, I can say that. That's just my opinion. That's not political talk. So we had the TikTok edit inspired She's Always a Woman, and we also have, I think that seeing Noah Kahan live was pretty wonderful, but I like the Homesick, which was my number one listen to. No, it actually wasn't. Ooh, me when I lie on air. It was my number two most listened to song last year, and I don't actually know why. I think I just got really into Noah Kahan last summer, but I still love it. I like this version better, actually, with Sam Fender, because it makes me think of freaking, like, Northern Ireland in Dairy Girls. Sorry, and yeah, I'll just connect everything to a show I like or a TikTok edit, because that's how you're supposed to feel things, okay? So next, I think we're gonna do, perchance, two more songs, but maybe three. Probably just two, though, so I can then have a little bit more of a chat. And you know what? I think maybe it's great that I'm here by myself, because one thing that I do love is talking to myself. And that is what I always said to Jaden when we worked at one of my best friends from home, when we worked at a grocery store together in high school. It was just awesome when you got to go stock the shelves, and because I would just be talking to myself the whole time. And then sometimes customers would walk behind me and be like, what? I'd be like, hey, girl, move on, okay? And what was better about not working at the grocery store this summer was that my only customers were dogs, so I could talk to myself all the live long day. Nobody cared, okay? So now we're going to move on. Oh my god, this one is also inspired by a TikTok, even though this is one of my favorite songs on the planet, before I saw said edit. However, Daisy sent me a life-changing edit, and I mean, if she's listening, she'll know, but we're going to do some Hozier and then Zach Bryan, because I am from New Jersey, so I need to live up to that, okay? And I'll see you next time when I get back from here.
No, I slither you from Eden Destiny. song seems a damn genius lately. TikTok talking, late night TV is still so much I have yet to know. Get dressed up just to go downtown in some ego-filled late night crowd. Seems to be where I feel most alone. I like to get lost on some old back road, find a shade tree and a honey hole, and talk to my grandpa again. And I see God in everything, trees and pain and knots in the spring. So why do I still long for a home? I like to lay in the field on a cozy blanket and feel the fear of never waking to know the true warmth of the sun. I like to love my lady long and hard and lay down lines of layman guitar. Never leave her loving arms again. My exes hate me and my friends all miss me. I wanna drown in rot gut whiskey, leave this small town for a while. Heading to Paris on a late night flight, find a bar and get in a fight, write a few poems on a sunny balcony. I wanna be a child climbing trees somewhere, breathing in the fresh outside air, before I knew this life was unkind. I want a well-trained dog on a couple of acres, a kind lady and a place to take her, a few good friends I can count on one of my hands. I know I'm bound to die one day, so when I reach those golden gates, I pray to say I did the best I can. Sit with my mother and the dearly departed, send a prayer down to the brokenhearted, let them know it all turns out just fine. To know me is to love me, and to hate me is to wrong me. I prefer my not so lonely love blues guitar, muscle cars and gin. I'm a simple man, I don't need much, just my simple songs and some human touch. I'm tired now, so I'm bringing my ass home. So let me go down the line, let me feel it all, your pain in the sky. So let me go down the line, we all burn and die. So let me go down the line, I wanna feel it all, your pain in the sky. So let me go down the line, I wanna feel it all, joy, pain in the sky. So let me go down the line, we all burn.
Wow, that was pretty awesome. Can't even lie. I don't know what that noise in the background is. It's a little humming, buzzing noise. But hey, that's okay because nobody's listening to this anyway. Actually, I don't know who's listening because I don't know how to check. But I can think of four people. Emma has joined us. Everybody say hi to Emma. She did miss... I don't know if I said anything about her earlier. I have my little spiel about Emma coming up later. So actually, up next, we're gonna switch paces a little bit. And actually, I feel like it's all kind of the same vibe. Who's really to tell, okay? Because there's no theme to this week, okay? It's just what I like, okay? It's just what I listen to and what I like. And this is for me to share with the world music that I think everybody should know, because it's all so underground and like nobody knows any of these songs, because like I'm like introducing you all to like Noah Kahan, because he's like really, really underground. Hozier, underground, not known about. Next up, the 1975 Amy Winehouse. Hey, anyone here ever heard of them? Anyone here ever heard of them? Because I think the answer is no. Okay, so just, hey, thank me for introducing you to these underground indie artists. Actually, that's very disrespectful, because you know what? No one can ever make me hate the 1975, okay? I have much more to say about that, but that's pretty much what I'll leave. That's what I'll leave it at right now. So on that note, we're going to talk about, we're going to read our Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So actually, that's like the oldest joke ever, like what my FBI agent watches me do, okay? And you know, Emma actually does want to be an FBI agent, so hopefully she gets assigned to me so she can see all the stuff that I get up to. The tutors, pretty much just the tutors. Watching the tutors, okay? And if Georgia Richards is listening, the tutors is amazing and you should watch it, because I feel like you'd love it, especially if you want to be Anne Boleyn for Halloween. So we are now going to move on to the next two songs. I've switched around the order a lot of what I'm going to play, and I don't know if we have time for everything, but I guess, hey, what you don't know won't hurt ya. So right now we're going to start with Give Yourself a Try, one of my favorite songs, maybe the beginning of high school. Still so good though, okay? See y'all in a bit.
Won't you give yourself a try?
Okay, guys, maybe sound off in the comments. Sorry, I do crack myself up because, you know, the funny part of that is that there are no comments. This is a radio show. But sound off if you watched the Amy Winehouse movie, because I didn't. And I didn't hear very good things about it either. In fact, I heard that it was bad. I feel like she hasn't been, like, there hasn't, enough time hasn't passed since her career and her death to, like, I think make meaningful, have a biopic be as meaningful as it should be. Like, I don't know if anyone knows what I mean, but also the fact that what's her name directed it? Didn't everybody hate that too? God, what's his name? I'm thinking Andrew Garfield, but Aaron Taylor Johnson, his wife, Sam Taylor Johnson, she directed it. And she reminds me of, actually, I feel like she would just remind me of this. Like, that's such a stupid comparison to make. I was going to say, she reminds me of the president of France's wife. It's just because the president of France, or prime minister, I think, no, Emmanuel Macron's the president of France. His wife's older, and Sam Taylor Johnson's older, too. It was like a freaking, what is it? Like, grooming marriage. But, I mean, that's like, everyone would make that comparison. Sorry, Lula, you're not very whatever. Okay. Whatever. I am, I was just thinking a lot during that. And I was also thinking about how we had Rush this weekend and I am now a Kyo. Yay. Yippee Kyo. I'm so happy about it. And I just think that it was so, like, just since I've started this radio show, a lot of things have changed in my life. It's just so interesting to, like, look back where I was a year ago and look at where I am now. Not to freaking get freaking emo on the radio show. That's not, but it's just interesting. And now we're going to go back to Hozier, and then I think we're going to do Phoebe Bridgers, because I listened to this song and I like it. And I was debating between Movement or Shrike for my second Hozier song, but I chose Shrike because I couldn't do two inspired by edits, which Movement is inspired by an edit. Or maybe it came to me in a dream. I feel like I would be such a good TikTok editor if I, like, knew, if I knew how to do it, I'd be a good editor. But, like, I have ideas. I have so many good ideas, but I could not ever execute them properly. So on that note, I'll probably see you after Phoebe Bridgers, but who knows, we might get some Kacey Musgraves in there too. And I don't listen to Kacey Musgraves all the time, but Butterflies is actually such a good song, and it makes me think of Jaden back home in New Jersey. Miss you, Jaden. Okay, come visit me. So I think we might do those three, actually. And then I will see you all again and speak to you then. Adieu for now, I guess. Thank you.
couldn't not turn my love when it counted. But I'm singing like a bird about it now. I couldn't whisper when you needed it shouted. But I'm singing like a bird about it now.
But you're Color makes me wonder where you've always been. I was hiding in doubt till you brought me out of my chrysalis. Then I
wow, that was pretty wonderful. I don't know if anyone noticed that I did make the executive decision to cut out I Know the End, just because it's a really long song and I really didn't think we would have time to get to the point I want to get and hit a few more songs as opposed to 1 6-minute song. So I think that moving on is going to be ABBA, because I did listen to a lot of ABBA this summer. I feel like it was a very ABBA summer, even though I was in Scotland. And I mean, Mamma Mia makes ABBA Greece, but ABBA is not, it's not necessarily Greek to listen to ABBA. But, you know, everybody considers it Greek to listen to ABBA. And hey, never been to Greece, but listen to ABBA a lot, okay? And I think that's beautiful. And I think that's beautiful. Mamma Mia has changed lives. Such a good movie, by the way. Mamma Mia 2, don't like it as much. I know my sister loves it, but can't say I agree. So I think we're going to have ABBA next. Not Cher singing it. Don't worry, actually ABBA. Even though Cher singing Fernando, low-key's so good, okay? Every single ABBA cover in the Mamma Mia movies, I love. I love them. I think they're so good. Maybe we should do a cover songs theme week in the future, because I actually love covers so much, especially Pentatonix. And then we're going to do Chapel Roan, because I feel like you can't summarize the summer without including Chapel Roan, because she's just been everywhere, all over the place. And this is when I will bring up Emma again, my dear roommate, who actually is the most freaking insufferable Chapel Roan fan ever. She says, I've listened to her since the beginning. And she has. Like, it's so valid. She has been listening to her for, I think, since I've known her. So, like, definitely since last year. Hey, you knew her when she was underground. I literally only started listening to her after Coachella or whatever it was that, like, put her on the map. And I think that's fine too. I really have never been like, I don't know, against getting into artists after they've become popular. But I have had a phase with One Direction. I was a One Direction elitist, okay? I thought that you had to freaking be an original fan to even call yourself a fan. But hey, that's not what I think now because I've grown and matured, okay? So I think we're going to do Fernando by ABBA, Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan, and maybe Supercut by Lorde just because I love it. Just iconic, classic. You can't go wrong. And I think we might have time for you to catch me once more after that. So I guess we will see. Moving swiftly on, let's enjoy some ABBA now.
For you and me, for liberty, Fernando. I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Here's Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the
there's been a mistake made with that, and I accidentally scrolled back, so we're gonna just pause that right there. And I think this is gonna be the last time I reach you all before we turn in for the night, but I think we are going to finish out with Lord, one of my favorites of all time ever. Pretty much just been saying this all night because that's just the theme. That's the theme of this week. Okay. Whatever I like, it's my show and I'll play what I like. And that's how I feel. Okay. And that's just how I feel. So this has been DJ 123 Swag of Cabin Fever, my new show. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm just, it's exciting because this is my second year in WMFO now. And I hopefully it was, I mean, it wasn't perfectly continuous, but hopefully there weren't too many errors, egregious mistakes made throughout this night that bothered off all my five viewers or listeners. So, I mean, it's been great listening with you all, and I'll see you again in 2 weeks, and let's finish it off with Lord now. Wonderful.
I play a supercut of us, all the magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up, but when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you maybe might love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. So I fall into continents and cars. All the stages and the stars. I turn all of it to just a supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, when you call. I play in the dark. We were wild and fluorescent. Come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Slow motion, I'm watching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us.